Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Members of the Sikh religion in Massachusetts are reacting with profound sadness to the massacre at a Sikh temple in Wisconsin. Tonight, they'll hold a candlelight vigil at the temple or gurdwara in Milford. Six people died in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, after the gunman, 40-year-old Wade Michael Page, entered the temple and opened fire yesterday. Page was then killed in a shootout with police. For more on the Sikh community in Massachusetts, we're joined by Ekankar Singh Khalsa, the president of Sikh Dharma Massachusetts and Millis. Thank you for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me on, Steve.
First, tell us how your temple has responded to the tragedy in Wisconsin. Will you be taking part in tonight's vigil, and have you reached out to the Wisconsin congregation?
I think, first of all, we should say we were deeply, deeply moved and saddened by the events in Wisconsin and feel very closely connected to all of the families who have been most profoundly affected by these events. This gurdwara, as are all our gurdwaras, are not just a place of worship, but they're community centers. And so just as is the case in Massachusetts, these are places where families gather. And it's profoundly disturbing and tragic that these things could occur at such a location. We've written our brothers and sisters in Wisconsin and offered whatever help we can provide from here in Massachusetts. And we will be joining our sister congregation in Milford this evening at 7 o'clock.
Tell us a little bit more about the Sikh faith itself, which originated in India years ago. What is the basis of your religion?
Well, it's a young religion. It was founded about 500 years ago. Sikhism was broadly affected by both Islam and Hindu faith at the time it was founded, but it is something quite distinctive. The sense that Sikhs have is that there are many paths to God, and so there's great respect given to other paths and other religions. The simple tenets of Sikhism are work hard, earn by the sweat of your brow, remember God with every breath, and make sure that you share so that those who are in need can get a leg up, and when it comes your turn, there's someone to help you out. I think one of the most important things that Sikhs believe is the dignity and nobility of every soul is precious. And so in the light of these events, one of the things we look to is the sacrifice of those innocent souls to remind us how easily the peace in our community and peace in our families can be shattered.
Now, that peace was definitely shattered after the September 11th attacks. There were reports of assaults on Sikhs around the country. In some cases, Sikhs are mistaken for Muslims. Have you yourself experienced verbal or physical attacks or known other local Sikhs who have experienced that?
Because we are distinctive, because we keep our hair long and we keep our beards, we're easy to find. Our sense is we like to keep ourselves this way, not because we're trying to be provocative, but because we feel that our beards and our hair and our whole form is a gift of the Creator. I think all of us have experienced, you know, shouts out the window of a car or, you know, the taunts of some over-energetic teenagers, but I can tell you that we are broadly accepted and feel very, very welcome in all of the communities in which we have temples and gurdwaras and also where our members live.
Now, I understand the chairman of the congregation in Everett says that they are now locking the temple doors until further notice. I understand that's a huge step for your religion?
Well, typically in Sikhism, the doors to our gurdwaras and to our places of worship are open to everyone. And in many cases, particularly at the most sacred shrines in India, many, many people from many walks of life and religions come to visit those places of worship and participate in the programs. So Sikhism, in that sense, is very welcoming and a very open society. In Millis, we have a fairly large residential community at the location of the gurdwara, so we have people who live in apartments and residential properties nearby. So we're not in exactly the same circumstances as they are in Everett, where the gurdwara is a little more exposed and in a little busier area.
Thank you very much, Ekankar Singh Khalsa, the president of Sikh Dharma of Massachusetts in Millis.
Thank you, Steve.
Local Sikh leaders with whom we spoke don't have firm numbers for the size of the Sikh community here in Massachusetts, but estimate it to be at least 2,000 to 3,000 people. Tonight's vigil will take place from 7 to 9 at the Sikh Gurdwara at 204 East Main Street in Milford.